Welcome once more to the Coffin Club, your premier actual play podcast for amusement, entertainment, and lies. If this is your first night, don't be shy. Grab a seat by the stage and let us tell you a story. Tonight, we are returning to 316, Carnage Amongst the Stars. Our courageous company of terrific troopers are having a little bit of a party cruise, a little bit of a vacation, a little bit of a Muppets party cruise, because we're doing a live stream of Muppets Party Cruise, except you're not going to be able to see any of the video. I'm just going to record the whole thing. Everybody pick your Muppet. Starting with... No, we're doing this in... Alpha Brain. Why is my brain like this? Why am I like this? We're doing it in alphabetical Discord order, starting with Corporal Deck. Corporal Deck, pick your Muppet from Muppets Party Cruise.
I am unironically looking at a list of Muppets Party Cruise Muppets right now.
Oh, that's good. Share it with the rest of the class.
We have 6 playable characters. Kermit, Piggy, Fozzie, Gonzo, Animal, and Pepe. And 6 non-playable characters. Statler and Waldorf, Rolf, Rizzo, Swedish Chef, Sam the Eagle, Bunsen, Beaker. I think that's counting Statler and Waldorf as one person.
Probably, yeah.
Do they ever appear on their own?
No.
But it's a one soul, two bodies thing.
No, they're just that married. Yeah. Anyway, stop interrupting.
Hi, I am Lavender, pronouns Fayfair. I am playing Corporal Deck, pronouns she, her. Supernatural, sort of superstitious trooper. And my Muppet for this experiment will be Gonzo.
Everybody wants to be Gonzo, but you get to go first, so you get to be Gonzo. Did I introduce myself?
I don't think you did.
God damn it. Well, at least I'm next after you. Hi, my name is Jess. I'm your GM. My pronouns are she, her. I guess I'll pick... I like Pepe the Prawn. I'll be Pepe the Prawn. We also have Sergeant Plither.
Hi-ho. It's Sophie, she, her, playing Plither, also she, her. A violent, murderous sort of trooper. And I will also apparently be playing Fozzie Bear.
Can we get a Waka Waka for the audience?
Waka Waka.
That's actually really good.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
You know who else gets the punchline? That's right. It's Corporal 69.
Hello. I'm Bastion. Pronouns she, they. I'm playing Corporal 69. Pronouns she, her. And fuck it. I'm just picking Miss Piggy.
Just going big for Miss Piggy, huh?
Yeah, why not?
I mean, somebody's... gonna, and I guess if
somebody should, if we want to avoid her wrath,
that's true. Yes, it's little known that if you play Muppets Party Cruise and nobody picks Miss Piggy, she becomes a rogue agent that stomps around the board, just ruining everything. All right, last but certainly not least, we have the one, the only, the captain, the Sparky. I've said this last time, but I'm going to say it again. The Sparky. How you doing, Sparky?
I'm doing great. Hey, my name is Grunt. My pronouns are he, him, and Sparky's pronouns are also he, him. My Muppet of choice, New Zealand.
Okay, but you can't play as New Zealand in this game.
Why?
He's not a playable character.
Oh.
He was in DLC. It doesn't count.
No, this predates DLC. This was for the GameCube in 2003.
It's
called an expansion pack back then.
Can I play as
downloadable new content?
Kermit, but only if he's wearing the big Dave Byrne suit.
Fine, you can be optional big suit Kermit. Also, I realize that Animal's one. I'm changing from Pepe. I want to be Animal.
There it is.
Force of Destruction.
Animal will be a good GM.
God, he looks half developed.
Rude.
Who?
New Zealand.
How dare you?
Rude.
He's a rich character.
This is a New Zealand appreciation podcast. I'm saying it right now. New Zealand. Uncle Deadly. Sweetums. The male pig from the Pigs in Space stuff.
Link Heartthrob.
Link Heartthrob. We appreciate Muppets around here. Thank you very much. Wait, who's the guy with the dynamite?
Oh, it's annoying because the first result in Google
Crazy
that goes to the Muppet. Yeah, I think that's it.
Right, Crazy Harry. Yes, also Crazy Harry. And the greatest Muppet of all, Tim Curry.
That's right.
It's true. And Michael Caine. Last time, the Muppets certainly didn't take the Diamond of Mankind. It was Yag Battalion. Yag Battalion did a good job of running around, killing dinosaurs, pressing the right buttons, and securing the ship. They did such a good job securing the ship, they get to now live on the ship for a grip. And the rhyme was unintentional. So you haven't gone back to the... I'll say it's optional whether or not you want to go back to the Burden of Consequence in order to bring stuff down here. Like, I can imagine Pleather probably wants to bring her jacket. But... yeah, you've had an opportunity to move in here. There's not a lot of other people that have moved in just yet. They're bringing more folks in to join Yegg Battalion. And there's just been a lot of protocols and fabricators and stuff on board the ship that are replacing the stuff that has been destroyed or has been left to centuries of neglect and decay. Really advanced fabricators that have a bunch of different materials that were not programmed into the Burden of Consequences because it kind of was, like, inconsequential to a certain extent. But...
I get it.
What's that?
I said, I get it. Inconsequential. Burden of Consequence.
Oh, that wasn't even intentional. Fair enough. Yeah, so... everything's been setting up. There's like a lot of like automated like cleaners, like cleaning bots and stuff like that. Giving the ship fuel, giving the ship power is giving the ship the ability to like repair itself and fix itself back up. And also you've been undoing the mothballing and decommissioning. But before we get to that fun jazz of what are you going to do on a ship of paradise, we have a little bit of a remainder from last time's downtime where y'all have development roles. So what would you like to use your development roles for?
Let's see.
Well, I am eligible for promotion.
You are.
I'm also eligible for promotion.
You are.
And as we all know, despite Sparky not enjoying being an officer, he just can't stop winning.
Sparky Lewis can't lose.
So, yeah, I'll roll them bone.
It'd be really funny if he didn't make it.
Roll them single bone.
It'd be really funny if he didn't make it.
I didn't, Woo!
Make, it. He
didn't make it.
Wow.
It was really funny.
I am also going to roll for promotion. I also did
it. Yeah!
Thank you for thank you for Six Nights at Sparky's and deck parentheses like a boat close parentheses.
It am I eligible or did I?
Did you, I don't think you used the strength.
Did you didn't. No.
No. Okay.
Oh no. That's okay.
All right, so we still have a corporal in play. We still have a captain in play. Pleather and 69, what would you like to use your development roles for?
I'm going to try to develop the E-cannon at far range. That is a mess.
Pleather sells out Chewy. Good.
Uh-oh. Let me look at the list of gear, because I'm just going to try to get something I really shouldn't have. So the stuff that is usually available, when they say that it's usually available to a particular rank, that just means that the people at that rank can just get it automatically, but everybody else has to roll for it, right?
Yes, for certain weapons. What are you looking for?
Can I try to get a power claw?
Possibly. Yeah, sure, why not?
Okay.
Because you would automatically get a power claw at... Sorry, I'm looking at the...
Yeah, but, like, with my... Well, even if... Yeah. I want to get it early.
Okay.
Help me survive to get there.
Yeah, you would get your power claw at lieutenant level.
How many promotions ahead is that?
Two.
Yeah, so I'm getting it now. I'm going to try to get it now. Damn it. Oh, wait, I mean, I passed, I think.
Yeah.
It's NFA, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Cool. All right, you get a power claw. Save me, oh God, for the wah.
It's the start of Psalm 69.
Fuck off.
I had to Google it. What's I had to Google it. I didn't Bible. Know.
Oh, you know, Waluigi's.
I'm running out of 69s.
I know, but I know.
Straight from the bottom of the barrel here.
I know. All right, so nobody gets promoted. 69 gets a power claw.
Which I assume she has adjusted somehow so that she can still fire her pistols while holding them, so that that's how she's able to switch to them so quickly.
Probably like collapses back over your wrist or something.
Oh, hell yes.
Yeah, like the, what's it called?
Or they just tape the pistols to the outside of her hands.
Oh, so you have, whatever they're called, those things that Space Marines have.
Yes, exactly. Chain fists.
Yeah, chain punchers.
There's a lot. Yeah, there's. Yeah. Shit. This is so stupid. Sorry.
No, it's perfectly.
She's like, to be clear, she's absolutely doing that. She's going to find. She's going to bring this to. Like, one of the Resolute guys. Sorry, is it? No, I'm getting them mixed up again.
Vanguard, I think.
Thank you. She's going to get one of her Vanguard buddies and be like, okay, great job on these. Tape them to this.
Jesus Christ. I got to make my gun even more fashy and stupid.
Yep.
Well, it worked. Yeah. So... It's fucking paradise. Welcome to paradise. What are you going to do in paradise?
Well, 69 is going to start picking an area to make into a church.
Okay. Give me an NFA check.
No.
Okay, you failed that. Everybody else, where is 69 going to set up her church?
Ooh.
Empty swimming pool.
Oh, the empty swimming pool. You know, I that crossed my mind, too.
Ooh.
It's very aesthetic, yes.
Okay. The only place you were able to, like, find space without this place is being, retrofitted everything is to intentionally go out of your way to get the swimming pool that can't be refilled as your makeshift church. It's also not one of the, like, it's an Olympic-sized swimming pool, But it's not like the big luxury swimming pool. It's not the one that's got the water slides and everything. It's like an actual practical swimming pool that just people don't use. Or it can't be like filled or whatever.
Right.
You now have your swimming pool for church. How are you going to decorate your church, 69?
Are we getting... Do we just have what we took with us, or do we have, like, a supply line of some kind back to the mother's...
If you want to have jumped back up to the Burden of Consequence, go ahead. If you want to have fabbed some stuff at the Burden of Consequence and brought it back down, go ahead. The majority of what you can fabricate from the Burden of Consequence can also be replicated down here, in addition to some new stuff.
Okay, then it's just going to be a lot of playing around with the facilities and also whatever devices we brought around to like start making barricades and whatever, and using that for things like pews and altar, this, that, and the other thing, and just assume and asking people to bring stuff from the Burden of Consequence, like their whole any like personal symbols that they might have, like, you know, a statuette of a saint or, you know, whatever there is, bring them down with them, or like gather them and then start placing them.
Okay. So what you're describing to me, I understand you're trying to make a church out of a swimming pool and a whole swimming area and everything. And I guess, yeah. I guess now you have like a locker room, that people can use, like hold stuff. It's like a snack stand that's got places where you can like make food and so on and so forth. I do want to say what you're basically describing to me is whenever we play Abiotic Factor and set up barricades mixed with the part in Annihilation where they go to the swimming pool.
That's exactly what I'm thinking of. Yes.
Okay.
God.
Yeah. Yeah. Old-timer it's very team. Much that kind of, like, you're going to walk around a corner and there's going to be someone growing into the wall any moment now.
Yeah, you're like, okay, faithful stewards, let's decorate this place. And people are drawing, like, death shrouds on the wall in chalk.
Listen, she is immune. Like, it's only bad vibes if you're not in the church, okay? Stewards are fine. The stewards are fine. Don't know what's up, you know. I don't know.
Sorry,
it's a fucking skill issue. I don't know.
You say that, and I, this is not anywhere close to as, you know, I don't know, gory and scary as a comparison to Annihilation is, but as someone who, you know, was raised like very lightly Jewish and sort of mixed religion, and then dating mostly Catholic people, and occasionally going to Catholic mass and just being like, this is very weird and I don't understand what's going on, and now I'm a little upset.
Yeah.
Just like,
I mean, especially because, like, this doesn't really read Catholic near as much as it reads, like, American fundamentalist Protestant to me, especially because it's in a swimming pool. But this is also a kind of like a non-specific religious tradition that's meant to encompass all of Terra. So a lot of people bring what they need to bring to this. And it's also made out of a military doctrine. So mostly just seems like a nightmare soldier camp set in a YMCA swimming pool. Which would also make me incredibly uneasy if I turned a corner and there was just like a punch bowl line set up by the high dive, and the high dive is also like the altar.
Yes, and everyone is in power armor.
All right, give me an NFA check. I'm not going to tell you what it's for.
Sure. Nice.
Okay. This was to see if it, like, actually coheres as a vision. The answer is yes.
Nice.
It's not like you are actually directing people in order to set up the altars and the plate and the reading pews and the barricades and the sandbags and like everything that's necessary. So it's like actually factually by the book, structurally sound, and like interiorly designed around the space as opposed to a haphazard nightmare. It's still nightmarish, but it is an orderly nightmare.
As it should be. It is a military exercise.
Yep. Are you letting the others know you're doing this?
I mean, she's still just a corporal. Is it really like, unless she's required for some, like, officer briefing, you know, then she's off, she's doing this on her own time.
Oh, no, I understand.
Or stealing time for it, so.
Yes, no, I understand. I don't think you're necessarily going to go to Sparky and be like, hey, Captain, you want to see what I've been up to? But, just from a certain standpoint of you are the cornerstone of the steward religion for Jäger Battalion, essentially.
Yeah. And
social capital talks. So like if the others were like to come, if you were like to pass the others in the halls, if you were to pass Deck in the halls and Deck was like, A69, what are you up to? Would you be like building a church or what?
Oh yes. No, absolutely.
Okay. So I'm just saying everybody is aware of the fact that 69 has requisitioned a swimming pool to build a church.
Oh, she's going to do this until she is stopped. Yes.
Okay.
Oh my god, okay.
So the annexation of the rooms next door is a legitimate threat.
Well, okay, I should say she's going to do this unless somebody stops her. She's not going to spread out into other rooms.
Okay,
colonize the boat.
Okay, that's fair. Anyway, is there anything else you want to be particularly doing? Do you mind if we just jump over to somebody else?
No, that's everything.
Okay. Sparky had to step away for a sec. You're back.
It was literally just a moment.
Okay. Anybody else, is there anything you want to be doing right now?
So, Deck, first of all, I have crossed out a sign somewhere on the boat and replaced it so that it says the deck deck.
Deck deck.
Jesus, okay.
I have absolutely done this thing. Second, I've probably found a small space somewhere, but I am ransacking this boat. I'm looking for haunted shit. But also old clothing, old jewelry.
Sure. Is there anything in particular, like, you said clothing and jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's stowage. There is specifically a whole area for the purposes of stowage. It looks like when they cleared this place out, they didn't necessarily take everything with it. And it was temperature controlled. It was big vaults. You are presented with a giant impenetrable vault door. And you know for a fact there's cool shiny things behind it.
Ooh.
Like you can do some minor rummaging and looting, by all means. But the big stuff is in there.
I'm curious about the big stuff. I'm leaning into the Witch Queen thing a little bit as I hear people talk about that. So I'm going to try and find, I don't know, a cool cardigan or something.
Well, you gotta get in there first.
Yes, something that I will go ahead and get that NFA set up. But yeah, something that looks appropriately New Age spiritualist through the lens of a far future military brat. All right, rolling. I have successfully rolled NFA.
I mean, you were messing around with the bridge controls. You've done the most poking through, like, mechanical systems and stuff like that. You've touched the most machines around here. Yeah, why not? You do a little this, a little bit of that, and you actually manage to figure out, like, the... It's not that you hack it so much as your impeccable sense of navigation and your ability to maneuver around things. You were able to basically find the absolute positive emergency stowage entry hatch. Trying to think of how to articulate what this place looks like on the inside. You might as well be stepping into, like, a sepia-toned photograph of, like, a 19th century, like, museum vault. There is stuff behind glass. There is stuff that is just sealed and has not seen light nor sun nor uncontrolled air for literal centuries. You are inside of a capital V vault, and everything is in its place, neatly, carefully stored, stabilized, and secured. Go bananas. Tell me what outfit you want to find and where.
I actually saw one on the internet the other day, and I'm trying to find it now.
Sure, by all means.
Give me half a second.
Steal photo references. Go nuts.
I am 100% stealing a photo reference. Why can I not just regularly view an image? I'm going to just post a whole link to the whole damn site, but...
That's fine.
For the listener at home, this is listed on this website as a 1930s emerald and gold Zodiac burnout velvet fringe kimono.
Oh, that is a cute kimono. Holy shit.
Yeah, I am. For a little cheaper, I would honestly be considering this. But it is a green and gold kimono with Zodiac symbolism on the back of it. Fringed bottom, fringed arms.
Yeah, no, that's really nice. Wow.
Yeah, so I am going to be pulling out something like that. I am going to be rocking whatever jewelry I can get my hands on.
Deck, there is so much goddamn jewelry.
All right, so we're going with, like, 15 necklaces.
Okay.
A couple, bunch of rings, a couple of bracelets.
Uh-huh. Do you want, like, a circlet or tiara with, like, a bird feather in it?
Hell yes.
There you go. I mean, it's a 1930s kimono. You might as well just get, like, the pseudo flapper, like, circlet with the feather, whatever that's called. Yeah, you emerge from that vault looking like a spiritualist who has become displaced from time. And just jangling.
Perfect. Also perfect. I mean, I've got stuff from Old Terra. I've got stuff from... I'm blanking on the name of the Capybara planet.
Oh, God. What did I call that?
Probably just some of her own stuff.
Okamura.
Okamura. There we go.
Yeah, you have emerged... Boy, Sparky, do you watch the cameras... Do you watch the camera feeds?
Yeah.
You get a notification saying that Deck has managed to enter the stowage. And, like, you probably just look at the camera feeds and you're like, oh, okay. You get a notification saying that Deck has left the stowage and Deck emerges looking like that. Just everybody in Yegg Battalion just... All right, I hate to phrase this way. Are you just going to, like, walk around and show off? Because I would.
Absolutely.
Yes. Everyone in Yegg Battalion is like, holy fuck. Where did Deck find this stuff?
Oh, I mean, there's more in there than I can get away with. So, yeah, I will point people out if they just want cool-looking retro fashion. Why the hell not?
Oh, yeah. So there's a gold rush of literally everybody on the ship going down to stowage and just looting outfits and putting together the most outlandish, anachronistic outfits. It's like everybody, you've been playing at Soldiers for so long, everybody is jumping at the opportunity to like do a like Society of Creative Anachronism LARP. Everybody just immediately being like, oh yeah, sure. So you've got like guys who normally like wear tank tops and like shorts and the most like show my muscle stuff, just like showing up in evening gowns. You've got women who are now running around in like suits. You've got suits from like they look like they're from the 1970s, like they're like lounge singer suits. You've got people who are running around in like mascot costumes for brands you've never even recognized. Just everybody's now dressed like it's Halloween. Everybody's now just dressed to the nines, or at least what they think the nines are, or whatever is like comfortable. It's vacation. Why the fuck not?
All right, this is everything I could have asked for.
I'm going to ask the most important question I can ask to the rest of this podcast. Do you all dress up as well?
I mean, Pleather has a leather jacket. I mean, I don't know what else you want from her.
Fair enough.
I don't think Sparky, like, fully goes casual. I think he, I don't know, he like unbuttons the dress shirt a little, but like is not going fancy.
Yeah, fair enough. Casual the Sparky way. 69, are you going to dress up at all, or are you just busy with church?
Probably just busy with church, but once things get to a point, she might change out of her armor into whatever it was that you'd call it, that she, the fancy dress uniform she wore for horse times.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Probably sure. Change into that at some point.
Sure. Your awful gilded cultist uniform
with yes.
The bullet tiara.
Yep.
That's fair. Okay. Yeah, now everybody's just dressed weird. Like, I hate to say dressed weird, but now everybody's dressed up.
The worst fit.
Deck, is there anything else you want to be doing at the moment, or you want to pass the ball to someone else?
I will go ahead and pass the ball to someone else.
All right. Pleather, Sparky, what are you two feeling like?
If Sparky asks what Pleather is doing, she will say that she is clearing hazardous material from the deck, you know, to ensure trooper safety. What she is in fact doing is shooting down the water slides.
Nice.
Like, okay. What do you mean by shooting down the water slides? Do you mean using your gun to destroy yes. water slides?
Yes, she has the e-cannon. She's shooting out the supports for them.
Oh, and, no.
And why?
Good fun.
Okay.
I mean, to be fair, they probably collapse in a really cool way.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to point out the fact that many of the other troopers want to go on the water slides.
Are you doing it while people are using them?
I'm not saying...
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean... All right, well, if you wanted to go on a... If you wanted to go on a water slide, you could have just stayed home and done that. But we came out here, space, to shoot stuff, such as water slides.
Okay. Give me an NFA check.
But that's such a good argument.
That is a hit.
Everybody's a little too intimidated by Pleather to go whine to Sparky about it. Or the other sergeant, or like the cat, or like the lieutenant. Nobody, or the other companies. Nobody wants to be like, yeah, we shouldn't We shouldn't tell on Pleather. That'd be a bad idea. She did kill that man with her bare hands and then decided, oh, I can kill 5 more people. Yeah. All right.
I mean, y'all could shoot down the water slides too. I don't see why you can make a whole thing.
Who would bring it to your attention? The new sergeant of Yegg Battalion, Sergeant Zydeco, comes up and says, Leather, friend, the troops have earned a little bit of R&R.
Yeah?
They're not super thrilled that you're taking away some of the R. You understand?
I don't know. I mean, they want to... Plenty of us to shoot, you know? Big ship.
Pleather, okay. Pleather, what do you do for fun that's not breaking things? And this is still Zydeco talking.
Well, I don't think you're around it, but a few missions back, one of the troopers who died had a bunch of video game stuff, and I got most of that, so I played video games some.
Oh, you want to do video game stuff.
I don't know about that. I mean, I can do video game stuff back on the Burn of Consequence. Burn of Consequence didn't have water slides to shoot down.
That's very true, Pleather. Okay. Did you know this place has a cyber deck? It's like a video game, but you're in the video game.
All right, I'm picking up what you're laying down. I'll go shoot down the cyber deck.
Trooper Zydeco is kind of like a mid... Pleather's not super tall, right?
No.
Yeah, Trooper Zydeco is like the same height as you. Black hair in braids and just like, you know what? That sounds like a great idea. How about I set up the cyber deck so you can have fun in it? And you can shoot all the guns you want.
Okay. Just let me finish this one. I'm going to see if I can get some of the pieces of land in 69's church.
Oh, God. It's not even... Okay.
Hey, doing it under fire is a whole devotional thing, so...
Jesus, like, God, yeah, would you know that Pleather is doing this, and you'd be like, yeah, we really don't need the water slide in here, can you destroy it for us?
No, but, they wouldn't really, 69 just, if she noticed the destruction, as long as it wasn't clipping the stuff that they're building, she's not gonna care.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, logistically, I can't think of a way for you to destroy a water slide for it to end up in 69's church because of the structure of the ship and the fact that it's also a submarine. But, yeah, we'll find a way. it's a fine enough mental image to just leave on. Do you want to go to the cyber deck now, or do you want to pass the ball to Sparky, see what's up?
I'll pass the ball, Sparky.
All right, Sparky, what you up to?
This is very funny, because the idea I had was try and round up a bunch of the new troopers to try and raise morale by taking them to the cyber deck.
Okay.
Oh, no. Come on, go. All
right. Trying to think how to do this. Do you want just like nameless troopers, or do you want like a named troopers?
Oh my god. Winston just laid on top of my keyboard, so that's cool.
Okay, what, so trooper. Cat. So Trooper Winston's going to the cyber deck.
Yeah, Trooper Winston's going to the cyber deck. Yeah, we can have some named troopers. That's fine. Sorry, you hit every button.
Okay, so you'll get Decompressor, Scrunt, Rimshot, and Space Marine. you've got 4 of the troop... let's... How about the idea that you're doing this in batches? You're taking a few from each company. Mm-hmm. You're building morale. You're taking them down to the cyberdeck. The cyberdeck takes up an entire floor. It's got... it does like hard leg projections and stuff like that. It's got... what's the word I'm looking for? You can navigate around the entire thing. It's actually just like an open thing. You can navigate around the entire thing. You can move. The setting will move with you. It tracks based on who's where. But it also kind of like cheats and skews things a little bit. It loads and unloads as necessary. This is old technology, but this is also one of the most sophisticated like forms of technology for this matter. Normally, the TEF ran around with like VR headsets in order to like cut corners because, you know, it's like a military. And, you know, VR haptic rigs and stuff like that. But this is like, no, you're in the cyberdeck. What do you want to be setting this up for, Sparky? Like, what kind of, like, theme or, like, genre?
We're gonna do something that everyone loves, which is a gangster movie.
Okay.
Classic.
Sure. All in black and white?
Oh, yeah, everything's... Actually, we can go a little sepia.
Ooh, okay.
get a little fancy.
How about we do oversaturated color?
Ooh.
So like...
Kodachrome? Is that what that's called?
Yeah. So like, you go in... You've got all of them at the gates. You wear the special clothes for the... what's I'm looking for? For the cyberdeck. Everybody suited up. What's the pitch? What are you telling them that they're going to do?
Okay, so the pitch is we're all going to be a bunch of oh my god, brain, please. No,
good guys or bad guys?
Oh, we're going to be bad guys.
Bank robbers?
Yeah, that sounds good. I was going to say, like, bootleggers, bank robbers, that's fun.
Ooh, bootleggers is also fun. You can do a team building exercise of you're in cars being chased and stuff like that.
Yeah.
That's fun.
I like it.
Yeah, bootleggers with a cop, with a shootout for the cops. Cool. Okay, so you're getting in your 1920s Model T. Everybody's like, what the fuck is this? People really drove vehicles like this once upon a time?
Well, that's what the scenario file says. And, if you like this sort of thing, I got some other material you could, you know, read up on.
NFA check.
Roll no. to let me tell you about
no, it came on too strong.
Came on a little too strong, yeah. Everybody's like, yes, sir, well, if we enjoy this exercise, we'll ask you later, sir. What's your position on the crew? Like, what are you going to be doing?
What am I going to be doing? I am going to... I think it's important for... the troopers to know that we're not like on like active footing right now, so we can be friends, it's fine. So I'm going to be riding in the bed of our or like in the trunk on like watch or whatever, you know.
Okay.
I'm riding in the back.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else is commanding my car.
Gotcha. You're not riding from the back like a gunner. You're riding from the back from like a spotter position.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So you all clamber into your 1920s Model T. Some of them are marveling at the sheer crappy nature of like what a Thompson submachine gun is compared to like TEF weaponry. But you know, they're having fun with the guns. They can't hurt each other with the guns, so they're just like Have you ever been to like a foam frenzy zone?
Yeah.
You ever like shot a friend with like an air cannon? They're just riddling each other with Tommy gun bullets, and it's like getting hit with like air paths, like bat, 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 bat. Mm-hmm. And you're like, no, okay, please practice better gun discipline.
But sir, this is the only time we can do this.
I mean,
wow.
So it's the only time you can do it repeatedly. Mm-hmm.
So you get into the Model T, everybody crowds in, somebody actually gets in the back of the truck, and, you know, they're running the gun, Scrunt gets in the driver's seat, and immediately starts peeling out. You're getting chased by the cops. Give me an NFA check in order to direct them.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go, come on. No, oh wow, I have rolled tens and nines this whole night.
It's beautiful.
Good freaking God. Yeah, I think Sparky probably, like, starts trying to get into character.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Come on, you mugs.
Do you want?
We got the coppers on our tail, and they're
I mean, to be fair, rubber. If there's anybody qualified to like get into weird gangster slang, it's Sparky.
Yeah.
All right.
Again, he's coming on too strong.
Yeah.
I'm not capable of coming up with this off the top of my head. Sure. But Sparky sure can.
Okay. Do you want sheer incompetence? Or do you want nightmare?
Oh my god. What a choice.
Wow, it's like
you want nightmare?
Nightmare.
Okay, so you start off getting chased by one car. Then the two cars. And then you realize that due to the efficiency of the system and the fact that like you've got a driver that is like qualified to drive military vehicles when pressed. The system is responding exponentially with cop cars.
Is there some kind of like, you know, heads up display UI that we can see for any of this? Like, are our, you know, wanted stars increasing?
Yes. It's like in Helldivers 2 when you start getting overwhelmed by automaton dropships.
Yep.
With cop cars. And police like putting up barricades and stuff like that. The computer is just openly cheating.
Oh my god. It's like, oh, I don't remember which Burnout game it is. It had like the special like cop like boss fight like cutscenes where it's like a rolling wave of cop cars.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah, and like the cop bot.
Yeah.
Okay, so Deck.
Yes.
Because you're not doing a ton at the moment. Give me a completely inappropriate genre that Pleather would hate.
Gothic romance.
Wonderful.
Crimson Peak.
So, while this is going on, while there is like a Payday 2 as police raid in progress that's increasingly going wrong for Sparky, Zydeco goes to the other entrance with Pleather and is like, look, I want to do something that's going to be like a little bit weird, but I'm going to give you all of your guns and it's probably going to work out. And I'm just going to let you have fun with it, okay?
Okay.
All right. So you want to put on this special jumpsuit, and then you're going to go in here, and then I'm going to like set it up for you. How about that?
All right. I get it.
Okay. So you put on the special jumpsuit. You go into the airlock. Zydeco goes into the control booth. Zydeco's like, oh, there's a system that's in progress, huh? Well, clearly I can just subdivide some of the programming so that it can run two instances at once. Why not? Pleather.
Mm-hmm.
You are now in a gothic romance. You are wearing the frilliest and most trailing gown possible. It's white to like symbolize your innocence and stuff like that. There are windswept peaks. You are somewhere. Deck, where? What country is this located in?
We will go with. You know what? Oh, fuck it. Let's keep it with old traditional, just because I think this would be obnoxious in character. It is old school Regency England.
Ooh, okay. Ooh. So you are in old school Regency England. You are dressed fittingly for old school Regency Gothic romance. Like, your hair is done up and everything. It's very clearly, like, hard light. There are butlers flitting to and fro inside this older manor that has seen better days. There's not as many maids as there should be. People are whispering in hushed tones about how you are set to see the lord of the manor and how he has had many wives, but they've never seemed to particularly last for long. And perhaps you could have a good encounter with him at the dance and perhaps win his affections, but ooh, at what cost? And this is also being like laid out in front of you as like World of Warcraft style text logs. And what is very clearly like a hacked butler comes in and gives you like a Doom style purse that you can keep on your personage and you can just pull weapons out of.
I need to make a correction to my earlier statement. It was not a Burnout game. It is Need for Speed Most Wanted.
Ah, that makes sense. You are inside of like a Doom level that's also gothic romance. It is black and white in here.
All right. So in terms of the gun, what do I have in the parts? Is it like my guns or is it like different guns?
Oh, it's different guns, but it's like old fashioned guns. You've got like stakes and hammers, you've got like holy water grenades, you've got like rings of garlic, you've got like all sorts of like stuff. I mean, go look through the guns of Hunt Showdown. You've got a shotgun that's got like an axe handle mounted on it. You've got a Bloodborne kit.
All right. Well, Pleather's just been like, not as spectacular as Watersides, but see the appeal. And she's gonna pull out the shotgun and just start shooting everything that looks expensive.
Oh, sure. The others start responding, like the butlers and the foot servants and everything, they start responding by pulling out like derringers and stuff like that. You are very quickly embroiled in a gunfight. I'm not even going to make you roll. You're fucking Pleather. Mm-hmm. You can't fail this. like, do you want to like start shooting butlers and stuff?
I mean, they're pulling out guns. Yeah, I'll start shooting butlers and stuff.
Yeah, they start exploding into like dust. They bare their fangs and their claws and you realize they're vampires. Ghosts are coming in through the walls. Like, just full... It is full bore Castlevania in here. And you know that Zydeco is up in the control, but that's basically just like... She's just, like, constantly tweaking the simulation. So, you are constantly being, like... given new stimulus and like new things to fight.
I don't remember what the heck's going on with this. I would have actually read it if it had instead of just copying off Stacy's book report.
God, Heathcliff shows up and he's like Virgil from Devil May Cry. It's like that kind of shit that you've got going on. Just, yeah. You know, let's put Pleather in the holodeck and let her shoot things. Okay, we're going to jump to the others for a sec, because I know what's going to happen with you two. Deck and 69, anything you two want to be doing at the moment?
No, once 69 gets the church kind of up and running, at least to the point where, you know, there's room for people in about the same kind of scale as there would be back on the ship. Not for, like, everybody, but just for, like, a sizable group of whoever's around can go in and use it for service of what have you. Once she gets to that point, she's gonna sit on her ass and enjoy her work and let the others sort of, like, watch what the rest of the stewards do with it, because, you know, she doesn't want to be, like, leading people around by their ears. In this, she's hoping to see that the momentum that she is shoving into this cause continues.
Yeah, you've done a good job of, well, you haven't really done a good job of picking a place to put this, but you've done a good job of working with it.
Listen, the tiles, the acoustics are fantastic. You should hear the choir.
Fair.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
Go ahead. No, I was going to say, I am probably hanging out and also watching the stewards. Because if I'm going to actually start doing ritual work and building a following, a small coven of my own, I should probably see what that kind of looks like. Dex never actually done this from a leadership position.
Sure, completely, totally fair. 69, you've basically set up a petri dish. Let's see. Not a petri dish. You set up like a garden. Let's see if it takes root. Give me an NFA check.
Yes.
Okay, due to sheer novelty and due to the fact that the stewards seem to be having the time of their fucking lives, the attitude is spreading throughout the ship that, like, 69's got like a happening place going on, which is incredibly weird considering that it is a creepy death cult church in a swimming pool. But like, Deck, you can see that 69's like not officially holding court, but 69 is very much behind the scenes of making sure that this is going on, things are going smoothly, people are coming in and out, they're asking questions, and it's a lot of just like, wow, I thought stewards were just creepy, death-obsessed weirdos. Well, that's not entirely true. Did you know that some of the first people who helped form the TEF were stewards? I didn't know that. Yes, stewards are an underrepresented minority, blah, 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 blah. And you're just watching that all go down. You're watching the ritual happen. You're getting to hear the acoustics from the bottom of the swimming pool. 69 is like building a legitimate following amongst the assorted troopers, and it's spreading.
Well, shit, I'm falling behind then. Okay. I will make a note to start plagiarizing things.
There you go. What do you want to do to start setting up your own stuff?
Well, I may not have my own swimming pool. I may not have an established religion with an extensive history. But you know what I do have?
Cool costumes and lots of gems.
Yeah, I have a bunch of costumed weirdos. I have a big vault full of stuff. And I have far future weird new age mysticism, by which I mean a lot of weird appropriation, probably.
Yes.
And at least a couple weird space rocks.
And at least a few weird space rocks.
And some primo incense.
And some
fine incense. Ooh, yeah.
And 10,000 old Terran credits.
Okay. Give me an NFA check. And 10,000 Terran credits, yes.
I actually put those on my character sheet.
So did I. I still have them.
No, I have succeeded this NFA.
Cool. Where do you want to set up?
Oh, no. Sorry.
No, what's up?
I have to find the... I can't find... No, never mind. I'll
okay.
I'll post it later as soon as I find it.
Deck, where do you want to set up your mystery cult?
Oh, I mean, we're going to do it in the vault. We're going to do it around the belongings and spirits of the generations long past.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Yeah, you claim the vault for yourself. You make sure people don't... I mean, you've probably been doing this ever since people like came into the vault. You make sure that people don't disrespect the stuff that they're taking. That they bring it back, they put it back, they make sure it's in good standing, it gets patched if it has to, it's not stained. Like, a lot of people are getting, like, rowdy. A lot of people are having, like, parties. But no, if you're going to dress up, you have to go through the doorkeeper. And the doorkeeper is Deck. Cool.
I'm absolutely doing, like, seance work down there.
Yeah, sure. Do you want to start properly, like, ritualizing? Because I can say for free, it's going to smell like incense real fast in a vault. But... Yeah, if you want to seize the momentum, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm seizing the momentum. I am lighting incense. Because, like, that's a good place to put incense, frankly. I'm doing a lot of, like, seances and people are claiming they're feeling things. That may just be old mold spores from the vault, but...
I mean, this is an old luxury sea vessel. There are probably some dead rich people clinging to it.
No, there's not. But yes, I know what you mean. The spirit of the old rich people is clinging to it. And it's making people sneeze. Do you want to roll for ritual and to like increase the mojo of what's going on? Or do you just want to like let it build for now?
I am going to go... I will roll for mojo.
Roll for mojo.
I have failed my mojo roll.
It's... You're doing a... You're starting. You're getting a few people that are, like, managing to, like, chill. Here's the thing. You are cribbing from the stewards and how the stewards are going. You're getting a few people who are, like, into it. There's some troopers who are into the superstition and woo side of things that are just like, yeah, I don't need a god to tell me what to do. I can do my own ritual. So you are getting like a small cadre of people who are like hanging out with you. But you're getting the people who are like already bought in onto this sort of thing. You're not winning new converts, much like the people who are like, hey, if I do a ritual like you, I won't die on a mission, right? You're not getting those sorts of people. You're getting the sorts of people who'd be, like, predisposed to it.
All right, that's something.
Yeah, you've got enough people for, like, a fun card game or to, like, sit around and do a Ouija board with. But, like, you're not getting, like, you're not getting, like, a tent revival yet.
Yeah, I've got a posse. I don't have a congregation.
That's a good. Corporal Deck has a posse. All right, cool. While the two of you were busy cultivating forces of personality, Pleather, you're busy shooting vampires and other fantastic creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Sparky, you're trapped in a fractal cop nightmare. Things start getting a little bit weird for the two of you. For starters, as Sparky and crew are tearing through the docks in their getaway vehicle, suddenly Frankenstein explodes through a warehouse wall and the Kraken starts emerging from the harbor bay. And Pleather, Lord Fancington, the man who you were initially supposed to like come dance with, who has definitely not killed all of his other wives, you are invited to like to the dance floor, which is basically just like a wave shooter. And as you are doing that, suddenly a bunch of like offensively Irish cops in 1930s like station wagons just start pouring in through the windows.
You know, I think in the original story of Dracula, I think a bunch of incredibly stereotypical Irish cops actually would have done a pretty good job destroying him because of Catholicism.
Well, also, Bram Stoker was Irish. He would have been more...
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Friendly yeah, I mean, to Irish.
Yeah, I would say...
I'm a fool.
Yeah, I would say... Pleather's like, oh, it's turning into a Lovecraft thing now. I see.
Quincy Morris would still be there. Yeah, it's turning it's turning into like a... But like also when you consider like gothic romances or like 19th century... Or, yeah. Because that's the... Yeah, it's the early 19th century. Because that's... God, I was actually fucking talking about the year without a summer earlier. Anyway, but it predated Victorian... romances and stuff like that. And then being mashed up with the 1930s gangster stuff, 1920s, 1930s gangster stuff, it's very quickly becoming like Lovecraftian. How are the two of you feeling about that?
This is very exciting. Just trying to ride this out, but it's very exciting.
Yeah, I mean, there's... Others mildly surprised by the turn of events, but she's just like, well, this is what we're doing. I guess this is what we're doing now. It's the factory meme of, oh, I guess we're making Irish cops now, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Sparky, you're being chased by Dracula and the rest of the neck-biting gang, and they're, like, literally driving coffins and, like, hot rods and trying to come get you.
This is Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf.
Yeah, or, like, Wacky Races, yes.
If you haven't seen the amazing animated feature film Scooby-Doo and the Reluctant Werewolf...
Yes, where Shaggy becomes a werewolf. We've all seen it. Shaggy becomes
a werewolf, and he has to drive in a race.
Wait, are you talking about the most recent one? You're talking about the one from the 1970s?
Yeah.
Okay. Shaggy's become a werewolf multiple times.
Yeah.
He was also a teacher for a girls' school of monsters who...
Oh, yeah, the girls' school.
One of them, yes. Yeah, the girls' school. One of those probably a werewolf. I don't actually remember there being a werewolf.
Yes,
I
Winnie the Werewolf.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes,
yeah.
There was.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
It was Winnie the Werewolf, Elsa the Frankenstein... who was the
there
ghost?
There was a ghost, a mummy,
and a Dracula. Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
And then there was a Godzilla at the end. I remember that. Yes.
Oh yeah, that's right.
There? Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
Lifetime Achievement Award for being Godzilla.
Yeah. Yeah. So, at a certain point, Pleather, you're in the middle of this... No, you're in the hedge maze. There's got to be a hedge maze. It's snowing. The full moon is out. You can hear the wolves howling in the distance. They're being responded to by gunfire and offensive Italian-American accents.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want to be in the hedge maze, Pleather?
There's like a, I think. There's always like a part in the hedge where they have like a bunch of like a fountain or like spooky statues or something, right?
Oh, yeah, probably, sure. Probably like in the center.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You finally fought your way to the center of the hedge maze. This place screams boss arena with all the pickups and everything. Mm-hmm. Then suddenly a 1920s Model T Ford comes screaming through the hedges. You can very clearly see that there's, other troopers behind the wheel and Sparky's in the back seat.
Oh God.
Brother's like, wow, they even made a holographic Sparky and Trooper. It's cool. And I'm going to shoot at them.
Oh God.
Okay.
Cool.
What's your response to that, Sparky?
Do I notice Pleather?
That is Pleather dressed like a gothic romance protagonist. What weapon are you using right now, Pleather?
She's still got the shotgun, I think, but she's got that in one hand, and in the other hand, she has throwing axes that she's throwing.
Yeah, okay, so she's got the bandolier throwing axes on her hip equipped. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a garter belt. It's a little bit like scandalous with its like placement, but that's part of the gothic romance bent. And Pleather's kind of dressed up in a blood-stained gothic romance dress. Yeah, that's very clearly Pleather.
Crimson Peak.
Yeah.
Crimson Peak. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Sparky sees Pleather and goes, "Oh fuck, Pleather."
reasonable reaction.
It's so realistic. That's exactly what Sparky would say in real life.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm gonna slap. Who's driving? Scrunt? Scrunt's driving. Scrunt yes, is driving.
Scrunt is driving.
How can this be? Yeah, go drive faster, faster, drive faster.
Okay.
Let's go faster.
Both of you give me a check.
Oh, no.
No!
Well, that is a success for me.
Bye.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry to everyone who I just blew their ears out, but I rolled another 10, which is failure, as opposed to Pleather's 10, which is success.
Okay, Scrunt is very confused by this turn of events. You say drive faster. Scrunt floors it and tries to hit Pleather.
Sure.
This doesn't work because Pleather pulls the trigger at the exact same time and shoots out the engine of the. Well, where do you want to shoot, Pleather?
I'm going to shoot in exactly the right place that the car will like flip over me in a cool way, and then like land and explode behind me.
Okay, so you shoot the wheel in such a way that it's gonna like swerve and like ramp.
Mm-hmm.
How familiar are the two of you with the sound of a source engine crash?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I've heard of that, yeah.
Like, you know when it hard locks and it just goes...
Yep.
Yeah, Sparky and the troopers are mid-air... Like, they're not even flipped yet. They're, like, facing down at, like, a 15-degree angle. In a holographic car, Pleather, you're planted 1 foot on the edge of the fountain, just holding a shotgun. As everything freezes and locks up and starts making, like, a horrible noise. You know what happens, like, when data moshing causes, like, stuff to, like, tear?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Everything's in place, but then everything starts to tear as they move, and the textures rip and distort, and everything starts to crash.
Cool. Good.
Because Pleather has forced a logic error in the cyberdeck. Because, whoops, the two programs weren't supposed to collide like that.
I win.
Yeah, the car kind of just, like, falls out of the air like it's got zero momentum. And then it starts to, like, dissolve into, like, electronic liquid. Yeah. And then it turns off and you're standing in the middle of, like, an empty deck. Just dressed up in your normal suits.
Mm-hmm. Oh, hey, Sergeant. Captain. Hey, Captain, you're in here, too. Huh. Did you see the, fake you? You should have met. I bet you would have gone on real well.
That was me, Sergeant.
Oh. Well. GG's then, I guess.
Sure. How's everyone else, how's everyone else feeling? I just say to the rest of the assembled people sitting on the floor or whatever.
Pleather shot me, sir.
Root out with him a little bit of soap, I'm sure.
It's a rare experience that most people and aliens don't get to experience more than once.
Oh, that's not true. I shoot a lot of aliens multiple times.
Alright. Everyone's dismissed if they no longer wish to partake in the cyberdeck. I think it might need to reboot or something.
Zydeco comes in over the intercom. Yeah, no, it has to reboot. Sorry, Captain. It should probably kick back on in a few minutes. I have to dump the buffer, though.
All right. Pleather, are you going to be kicking around in here?
No. I couldn't get any of the waterside parts to land in 69's ships, so it's 69's church, so I think I'm just gonna throw beer cans into it.
69's what?
His swimming pool church. You didn't hear about the swimming pool church? He's making a swimming pool church. Or she's making a swimming pool church.
Okay, I gotta go. Just... Okay. as you all were. And Sparky's going to leave.
Yeah, the others are going to disembark. And just scatter the winds. Pleather, you're going to go whip beer cans at 69's church?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What are you up to, Deck?
Has the cyberdeck made any noise specifically? Would I have any way of hearing they're out of it? Or that they were in it in the first place?
Probably not, no. I mean, I don't want to say strictly no. I do have something planned for the cyberdeck for you. But do you have something planned for the cyberdeck?
Not immediately, no.
Alright, well...
I will say, just for comedic timing, as they're getting out of it, a bunch of people... dressed up like weird 1920s spiritualists, just walk up the stairs next to them.
Yeah, they're being led by... What the fuck did I name them? Where did I write that down? Nope, that's the Smiths. Yeah, they are being led by Corporal Hangry. Sir?
Alright, good, good first ritual, everyone. We're going to get a couple more people in here. We're going to find more active places. I'll bet the old banquet halls are full of spirits.
There is a man you don't recognize, Deck.
Is he in trooper armor, or...
No, he is dressed in just... how am I going to articulate this? I gotta look up a photo reference for this motherfucker. Okay, so... This is an outrageously handsome man, in the sense that, like... He kind of just carries, like, a certain sort of, like, charm and charisma to him. Like, legitimately handsome, well-shaved, well-taken care of... dressed in just a really kind of understated, like, 1920s suit that, like, sort of fits in, like, with, like, the spiritualist sort of theme. But he's got, like, a hat, and neatly combed hair, and he's got like a pocket watch and signet rings and stuff like that. And he sees you, and he very quickly takes off his hat at the sight of you and says in a like lilting English accent, "My goodness, if you aren't just a beautiful vision, madam."
Oh, thank you. I try my best. I didn't get your name.
You can call me, George, but what name could I ascribe to such a lovely and striking mystical figure such as yourself?
Ah, yes, I simply go by Deck. Thank you.
What a fascinating name. So many wonderful rhymes for Deck. I shall simply have to exhaust the thesaurus and the dictionary and all of the wonderful books of Oxford in order to write your praises.
Okay, I didn't know the ship, the Oxford, had a big library, but all right.
Tell me, madam, are you spiritual?
Oh, of course.
Then you and I perhaps have much to discuss. I am a dabbler in the works of poetry, verse, beauty, mysticism, magic, and of course, the less gentlemanly arts of crime, gun running, adventure, money making. And I think with a beauty like yours and a talent like mine, we could turn this little motley crew of assorted folks and hangers-on and layabouts into something truly wonderful.
I am looking to expand. All right, I'm all in.
Okay, offers a hand to shake.
I will shake it.
All right, do you want me to tell you who you just made a deal with?
Is there Space Satan?
No.
Space Dracula.
Oh, just shake a parse in his hand.
No, it's not Space Satan. Thank you for giving me these two incredibly disparate groups to mash together for the holodeck malfunction.
Congrats, oh, no.
Congrats, you now have an accomplice by the name of Crime Lord Byron.
I knew this was going to turn into some Fate Day Night bullshit. I knew
My
it.
God. Captain.
But yes, 19th century spiritualist and poet Lord Byron, as interpreted by 1930s gangster flicks.
Oh,
no, that's
God.
Perfect.
Yeah. He's a 3-star caster in FGO.
No.
Now he's really untouchable.
I wanted to make a Moriarty. You have a Moriarty that has escaped the holodeck. None of you know who the fuck Lord Byron is.
No.
While you are making a deal with a man who, like many, many women in his life, were just like, just let him die. 69, Sparky's coming to church.
Oh, 69 sort of bolts up in surprise out of whatever, you know, chair she'd found to lounge in, and comes over like, what a surprise. What brings you here?
I just wanted to see what was going on.
Oh, well, I figured that if we were going to be occupying this ship for some time, it should have the necessary necessary it should be consecrated accordingly.
That works
too.
Matt, excuse me. Right. Is this... Don't take this the wrong way, I suppose. This isn't going to cause any problems with the chain of command, is it?
I couldn't imagine why it would, sir.
All right, well... carry on then, I suppose.
Absolutely, sir, and she salutes. It's honestly the... It's probably the happiest she's looked with him for a very long time.
Yeah, that's sad.
She's also coming at this from hearing him say carry on. That's basically her going, so we have the rubber stamp and this is all okay, cool, great. She like that is the unspoken that she heard. Okay. Not what Sparky was thinking.
Fair enough. I guess I don't know. Sparky's gonna just like walk around and just sort of look at everything and then probably like sort of head back to his quarters and make sure everything is ready for, you know, whenever we next deploy.
Sparky, I'm gonna keep it real with you. You have not engaged with any of 69's religious traditions before this point. So you really do not know what the fuck is going on.
Yeah, I know.
You can say, beyond the shadow of a doubt, they're not causing problems. They're neat and orderly. And they mostly just seem to be celebrating, decorating, singing praises, and praying.
Neat.
It's perhaps an out-of-context thing for you, but...
I'm sorry, I have a cough in my throat, and it's very annoying.
I know.
Yeah, it's probably fine. I don't know, I think Sparky will just, like, I don't know, talk with a couple of the attendees, devotees, and just be like, so, like, Is this something that you've been, you know, wanting for a while? You know, like, is it, like, was I unaware of how many stewards we had? You know, that sort of thing.
Yeah, let me look at the names real quick. Oh, you were running around with a bunch of troopers. You recognize your new Lieutenant Bangarang, just dressed up kind of like in a reserved sort of way, but it's like a pious reserved sort of dress. And Bangarang, she's just like, oh, Captain, well, I mean, the TEF, you know, the stewards helped build the TEF. We've been here. We've always been here. We're a part of it. But no, I mean... It helps promote unity amongst the ranks. It helps give structure. It helps give spiritual guidance. And the fact of the matter is, a lot of us have been like really looking forward to what it is that Corporal 69 has been trying to build. And, sir, I mean, how versed are you in the assorted schools of thought when it comes to the stewards?
I must admit, it is not my area of expertise.
Well, if you would be interested in saying for service and, you know, getting a feel for the basics of it, by all means, you'd definitely be welcome here as the captain. But to make a long story short, 69's been doing a really good job to help promote unity amongst the assorted schools of thought in the stewards. And a lot of us are really excited to see where she's going to go with it. So, for lack of a better term, we're going to let her cook, and we're going to help make the meal. And when it's done, we're going to share it with everybody.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the battalion is finding ways to bond, and I apologize for maybe not being as aware as I should have of the needs of the soldiers under my care. As long as it doesn't cause any problems among the ranks and command, I don't really see why I should put any stop to this. And yes, I may stop by for a service from time to time just to see what's going on.
Oh, sure. Hey, do you cook?
I'm not like a chef.
I'm just asking, sir. If you want to bring snacks, you want to bring cups, that's always appreciated.
Oh, okay. Sure. Yes. Right. Of course.
Yeah. Okay. Sure. You know, may the stars watch over you, Captain.
Yes, and you as well. Yes.
Okay, Captain. I'm going to give you a little bit of advice. If somebody says, may the stars watch over you, the response to that is, and may you seize them.
Oh. And may you seize them.
Ah, thank you, Captain.
Carry on.
Yep. There you go.
Getting out of here.
Yeah.
Feel a little weird.
You don't want to stick around for the ritualistic gun dismantling and cleaning?
Not right now.
Okay, fair enough. Is there anything else that's burning a hole in anyone else's pockets?
No, this went pretty good.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty happy. I've got a posse. I've got a cool dude.
You do have a cool dude. How about you, Pleather? What you up to? Or is there anything else you want to do?
No. I'm good. I mean, no. Pleather had a good day. She got to shoot her captain and didn't get in trouble for it.
Yeah. But see, this is just going to be confusing going forward, because sometimes she shoots the captain and it's a problem, and sometimes she shoots the captain and it's okay.
Well, she didn't have a real gun in this instance. That helps equalize things a bit.
That's true.
Okay, I think that settles it pretty evenly. This was honestly mostly just an excuse to let you all cut loose and just do shit.
Mm-hmm.
Any questions, comments, suggestions?
No, dude.
Yeah.
Cool beans. I want to shout out the fact that Grit brought up the possibility of fucking around in the holodeck. I want to shout out Sophie for deciding, yeah, let's put Pleather in the holodeck as well, for giving me the opportunity to introduce and escaped a holodeck problem.
As is traditional.
Of course. And shout outs to 69 for starting to actually put the effort into getting a church together, and Deck for getting to dress up and cause problems. And hopefully cause many more problems.
Yeah, no, I've laid some groundwork tonight.
Mm-hmm. Okie dokie. This has been the Coffin Club. We have a website. It's thecoffin.club. I should start plugging that now. We also have a Patreon, but, you know, money's not mandatory. If you just want to run around and give us, like, a review on Spotify or Apple Apps or Apple Podcasts or whatever, that's fine. That's cool. That's free. We're not asking for money. We just want folks to listen to have fun time. My name is Jess. I've been the GM. Pronouns still she, her. If I had access to the holodeck, I think the thing I would most want to play in is like, probably kind of like anachronistic weird war with mechs and be like a mech pilot. I think that's what I would want to do. Like, I recognize that it would be incredibly problematic, but also, like, it's a holodeck. Nobody's getting hurt. In reverse alphabetical order, let's say goodnight, everybody, starting with Sparky.
Hey, this is Grint. My pronouns are he, him. If I was in holodeck, I think I would probably want to do, like a castle siege sort of thing. You Ooh. Know, swords and shields and stuff. Probably, you know, probably cleaned up a lot, because it's sure. a pretty bad scene if it's realistic.
Oh, absolutely.
But, you know. I want to have a good time swinging a sword around. That'd be great.
Like, what kind of culture or environment?
Ooh, we're gonna go with the hodgepodge of, you know, that you get in like Mountain Blade.
Banner oh sure. Lord. Yeah.
So you have a little bit of everything, and it's all twisted a little bit turnways.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of mobility, a lot of warbands. Neat.
Just all over.
Yeah, it's cool. 69.
Hello, I am, Bastion, pronouns she, they, it's good night, folks, what would I do? I would say something like, something like Crackdown, but more physics simulation.
Ooh.
Like Super Destructible City.
Oh, yeah, that'd be cool. Oh, God, if Volition didn't get devoured by a bunch of fuckmen, I think their ultimate game could have been, like... You played Saints Row 4, right?
Mm, yeah.
Like, the physics and the superpowers of Saints Row 4, but applied to, like, the physical destruction of, like, Red Faction?
Yeah, it would be amazing.
Yeah, but, like, something like that for you.
Yeah.
All right, cool. Pleather?
This has been show, Sophie. I think like an Ace Combat would be fun. You know, like a flight sim, dog combat type of dog fighting type of thing. Fly around fast.
Nice. Any particular like genre or like not genre, like time period?
I mean probably modern or maybe even like future, right? You know, just something that's me fly real fast.
That's cool. Say. Yeah, that makes sense.
Yep.
And last but certainly not least, Deck.
This has been Lavender, pronouns Fayfair. You give me a holodeck. Look, my persona is a chocobo. I grew up JRPG pilled.
Oh, yeah.
But sure. I'm thinking more like something more Shadow Hearts ish.
Hmm.
A little JRPG, you got a little horror.
Huh.
Yeah, good use for it. Nice. Okay, this has been the Coffin Club. Tip your waiter, tip your waitress, tip your waitrix, and we hope to see you all again next time. Say goodnight, everybody.
Bye. Good night.
Folks.
Take care, everyone.